We're going to take a look at the biggest story this morning. Iranian media says Iran has successfully test-fired long-range missiles today capable of reaching Israel and American bases in the Persian Gulf. And, of course, that follows the disclosure over the weekend that Iran has a second uranium enrichment plant. Iran told the United Nations that on Friday, and then the U.S. demanded that inspectors be allowed to visit that plant. Joining us now is Ambassador Ali Asghar Soltanieh, who's Iran's ambassador to the IAEA. That's the International Atomic Energy Agency. He joins us from Vienna. Good morning, Ambassador.
Good morning. Pleasure to be with you.
So, Ambassador, it seems to me pretty straightforward. The disclosure by the Iranian government of this second uranium enrichment plant, I gather you're going to allow inspectors, correct?
Yes. I wrote a letter on 21st of September and delivered it, in fact, to Director General and announced him about this new second enrichment plant. And then, of course, I had a meeting with the DDG and other officials. We are planning for the inspection because we are going to put under the full scope safeguard of the IAEA, for sure.
Okay. And, Mr. Ambassador, when can we expect inspectors to be allowed into Iran to take a look at the second facility?
This is just a matter of normal procedure by the IAEA, therefore, because normally when you announce about the facility, according to our obligation, you know, that all members, parties to NPT that have safeguard agreement under the document 153 have to report 6 months before they put nuclear material. In fact, we have informed much sooner than we were obliged, and therefore the agency will consider it and will plan whenever these inspectors are appropriate for them, and then we will arrange both together.
Right. But let's just note, though, that the plant was a secret for quite some time, and I just want to be clear on this. So it's your belief and your contention that when Iran sits down on October 1st with the U.S. and other foreign governments who have demanded that international inspectors be allowed to look at this new facility, that Iran is going to agree to concede that, yes, inspectors will be allowed in whenever you want?
Look, we have to distinguish between these two. We will not listen to anyone to dictate to us. We have obligation as a member of the IAEA. We have obligation because we are party to NPT, and we will do our responsibility. It is not a matter that anybody from New York or somewhere else to dictate to us what to do. We are doing it. We have been fully cooperating, and all nuclear installations are under 24 hours cameras of the IAEA, and this installation also that we have announced will be. And it is a pity that they are talking about secret plan or deception or concealment. This is very normal in all over the world. When they make nuclear facilities, there are a process of civil construction. But before they put nuclear material, then they are obliged to inform the IAEA where it is and what kind of locations they are or what kind of facilities.
Well,
they are.
Yeah, Ambassador,
not made fuss of it.
Right, but let's be clear. I mean, when you break ground on a factory, you know, there's a ribbon cutting ceremony. When you break ground on an uranium reprocessing facility, you keep it secret. Isn't that true?
Definitely.
Okay, that's clear. Okay, fine. Doesn't it make your job...
Just a moment. Okay. I have already said in my letter to Director General, starting with the concern, security concern. Yes, because we have been continuously under the threat of attack by the Israeli regime and also the Bush administration several times, and we have documented all these threats in the United Nations and IAEA. Therefore, we have to be very careful to have these sensitive activities under the IAEA safeguard, but to be fully protected from any attack. Yes,
okay,
you're right.
Let's talk about the attack.
Considered in putting in right place.
Ambassador, let's talk about the suggestion that Iran might be under attack from Israel and others. Does it make your job harder or easier as a nuclear ambassador or an ambassador to the IAEA that your government is firing off long-range missiles this morning, 2 days before these talks on nuclear policy?
Well, let's distinguish that the fact that, first of all, if there is any maneuver, anything, it's, as it was said, the officials, it's not domain of my responsibility. This is, of course, self-defense. If any country would do that, there is no international convention banning that. That was another matter. But regarding the nuclear activities, Of course, there is a concern, not only Iran's concern, international concern, and last week in the General Conference of IAEA, after 20 years, if Iran made an initiative for protection and prohibition of any arm attack and threat of attack against nuclear installations, and it was unanimously adopted, it means that this is the concern of international community because radiological consequences of any attack. Therefore, this has been always the concern, yes, and but at the same time, we have always said that we are always committed to work with the international community. That is why we brought that concern to the IAEA, and it was supported by all members of the IAEA.
Ambassador, can I get a little clarity on this threat? Are you saying that Iran is threatened by attacks from Israel, or Iran's nuclear facilities are threatened? Those are two different things.
Iran's nuclear activities have been threatened by Israel several times. The statements are there, and even during the Bush administration, and I have recorded this and reflected to the Director General of IAEA, and even we have recorded this one in the United Nations. Therefore, this is a matter of concern.
Okay, then why not?
By no means means that we will stop our nuclear activity.
Okay,
we will continue without interruption, but everything under IAEA.
Ambassador, I totally understand that. Then why not simply have the inspectors come in and prove to the world that these are civilian nuclear facilities and that any attack is completely unwarranted?
That is exactly what we are doing. The Natanz enrichment facility is under 24-hour cameras and also unannounced inspections of the IAEA. Over 100 unannounced inspections has made. That is working and doing enrichment. And these facilities, I said, before anybody dictate to us, I have already announced the agency and we are planning for the inspection. And everything will be, and this new facility will be under full scope safeguard of IAEA. We have already done so. Therefore, that is what I'm saying, that this hasty, hostile reaction in Pittsburgh was a very immature reaction, and in fact, rather than welcoming Iran's gesture to inform well in advance, they just discouraged us. We could have informed after the meeting of 1st of October. What we wanted to be transparent, cooperative, and in fact create conducive environment for the meeting. That is why we are very discouraged, and this is very unfortunate that they should appreciate. And in fact, I have a letter from the IAEA, has welcomed this announcement, and now we are arranging to have the inspection, and it will be under the IAEA full scope safeguard, I assure you.
Ambassador, I have to say I'm encouraged, because it sounds like from what you're saying there will be a lot of agreement when negotiators sit down on October 1st, at least on the issue of inspections of this uranium enrichment facility. Ambassador Ali Asghar Soltanieh is the ambassador to the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna. Thank you, Ambassador.
I wish you all the best.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.